You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You have 24 seconds to preview the NBA season.
Oh, gosh.
Really, we're doing this again?
But very concisely. Please be better than last time.
Oh,
You do it in 24 seconds and not 15 minutes. Go.
Cool. This is very short-sighted. NBA starts tomorrow. Cleveland-Boston. I don't know if LeBron's playing, which that could be bad. Oh, Josh wants his mic on now. Cool.
What games are you looking forward to the most? Turn the mic off again.
That one. Oklahoma, Golden State. Or not Golden State. Oklahoma, New... No.
Truly horrendous.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Beards is here. We'll talk about quick Beards. 24 seconds on the NBA free agency in the draft.
Man.
No, that's fine. I just needed the maybe we'll talk about it if we have time at the end. Sorry. What we will do here is
10 seed Phoenix Suns.
Sorry, my headphones cut out. Did you say no one wants to play for the Celtics and that makes me sad? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
Even the white players.
Yeah, real man. Yeah, even the Celtics star white player has left. How does it make you feel?
It already has Jeremy Grant.
I mean, I'm sure he's very happy in Detroit where he's not going to contend for any conference titles.
As opposed in Western Conference superpower Denver Nuggets.
Who was in the Western Conference? Here's the thing. If you're in the Western Conference Finals, you technically did contend for the Western Conference Final.
You contended for the Western Conference.
It wasn't close.
Yeah.
But you did technically contend.
No, that's fair. They contended for second best team in the Western Conference.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Not only did they contend,
might have won it.
They won that.
Well,
they absolutely won it. Now, are they going to win it this
year?
I don't know.
If they got the Clippers in a 21 game series, who's to say?
Well, Clippers would probably get up 17. Well, no, that math wouldn't work out. I don't know how that math works out, but the Clippers would get up by a lot. The Nuggets would come back and win.
If the Clippers had a 21 game series, Kawhi would play like 8 of those games. So. Also, it would take
and Paul
a very
George
long time.
Would essentially play none because he doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Now, Beards, would you like to do an NBA joke? I've got one.
Okay.
The Boston Celtics.
Disagree.
That was Rudy clapping off mic. Just Rudy clapping in the distance.
Detroit Pistons.
You still haven't fully explained to me what they're actually doing.
Nobody knows.
They just signed 10 centers.
But that's the thing, they're just basically doing like a slightly different version of what the Knicks did like last year, right? They just had nothing but power forwards. Now the Pistons just have nothing but centers.
Basically.
And their best one is hurt.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Let's do Sad Fans on Reddit first. We'll on-ramp from or off-ramp from Chiefs into Thanksgiving. It is one of the staples of this show every week, and I imagine, Beards, can we get a quick preview on what it was like in the Raiders subreddit? Have the Vegas Raiders had a different feel than the Oakland Raiders? What was the subreddit like?
They were more hopeful.
Well, they were up 1-0 on the Chiefs.
They were.
Derek Carr looks like he might be maybe good.
Yeah. And then there was a lot of whining and complaining about the refs, which I think we've missed that in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, oh my God, the Chiefs are so screwed because we almost beat them.
You know what, Josh?
Yeah?
I've truly missed the wordsmith that Beards is.
Thank you.
Which part got you there, Rudy, out of curiosity?
When you asked him to give us a feel, he's like, Mom, well, wasn't happy.
I said more hopeful.
More hopeful, yeah.
More hopeful.
So you weren't listening.
Well, he's trying to fill some big shoes back there. In terms of hitting the buttons and not listening to the show, he's basically Aaron Rodgers following up Brett Favre. Like, he's trying. It's just a lot of high expectations. Quick, Rudy, what's on Reddit right now? Tell me, what's the top post on Reddit? Beards would know. What's the top post on Reddit?
Yeah, Rudy, how's this Sports Center?
I talked until 9:04. That was on me.
Yeah.
I would have even given you that one, I think. I don't know. It's hard to say. Anyway, here's Sad Raiders fans on Reddit. We've created some really hostile energy in the studio today. Let's go ahead and see if it gets more hostile with Sad Fans on Reddit, Raiders edition.
And now, because this game was so messy, and weird. We're going to start with a list of things that Kansas City Chiefs fans said on Reddit.
Okay.
Might as well have not fielded a defense on that drive. Starting with a penalty, because why wouldn't we? Is Orlando Scandrick available?
That was so good, man.
I know asking for a stop is a lot, so maybe we can start with not allowing 15 yards per play. I agree. This has been a very James Harden game so far. Comment. We get the ball back in the second half. We're fine. Reply. But, my pitchfork. Oh my God, kill me. Cheez-Its in the bathtub is 2020 in a nutshell. Ever since D-Rob cut his hair.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
We have no pressure, but at least our coverage is awful to balance that out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, Raiders fan here. This is an absolute treat to watch the two best offenses in the NFL. Big statement, but I really think it's true. I guess the Raiders are the Legion of Boom when they play us. Did all our coaches just get mercury poisoning over the break and drop 30 IQ points? And now, the winner of things that Kansas City Chiefs fans said on Reddit. I usually hate it when our players sign free agent deals within division, but I would be perfectly fine with Robinson signing with LA, Las Vegas, or Denver. They were not nice to
and
him.
And now,
I bet they weren't.
A list of
Twitter
things
wasn't nice
that
to him
Las
either.
Vegas Raiders fans no. said on Reddit.
Orlando Scandrick was my favorite.
These 10-yard cushions are going to be the death of me and the Raiders. Whose genius idea is it to give Tyreek an entire football field of space? What the f***? F*** you, Travis Kelce, you butterfingers having ass. Holes are going to be clenched the whole game based on the way this is going, LOL.
Did you bleep buttholes but not ass?
Our D-line looks like blown out cow. Okay, the Mahomes sucking is getting ridiculous at this point. He can run as fast backwards as most quarterbacks can forwards. Really? I'm watching Chris Collinsworth and the refs have a sucking competition.
A lot of...
Yep, I never clap when the defense is on the field. They don't ever give me a f***ing reason. This drive is going to determine whether I call in sick tomorrow because I'm going to start chugging. Car gonna car. Get the f*** back in the cellar. Letting Kansas City march down the field in a minute 20 and then a noodle pass on the first attempt. The interception.
The
did I even watch this entire game? Who knew defense was so important? This defense does not have any Gruden grinders, baby. Spike stripped the KC bus. I have never hated a human as much as I hate Gunther. Gonorrhea Gunther. Wade Phillips is probably watching this game wondering why the hell Gruden hasn't called him yet. This announcer needs to ask Mahomes on a date already. Hop off his... Jacobs can run, catch, and avoid taxes? What a man.
That was such a weird story.
The best story. He's going to look back and regret one thing. Playing with this f***ing defense. Well, comment. Chris Collinsworth correctly analyzing a soft bull penalty against the Raiders? What the f***? Reply. Collinsworth is a longtime Raider hater. F*** him. Patrick Mahomes uses Bose headphones to listen to Yanni and Kenny G, unironically. After the ruling, it was a Raiders... First down, Chiefs. Collinsworth spat out Mahomes' dick after that pick. Surprised he was able to dislodge it with how f***ing far it's down his geriatric goddamn throat.
God! Ben's playing fast and loose with the rules, man.
I was looking for a I'm the captain now meme to send to my friends who are Chiefs fans. After the go-ahead touchdown, I should have known. Sorry. My bad. Why does our D have to be so f***y? And now, the bronze medal of things that Las Vegas Raiders fans said on Reddit. Just go out there and line up, guys. We've won this one. Paulie Gunther before the most important defensive stand of the year. I like how they call him Paulie. And now, Paulie's the good. Silver medal. Comment. What's that patch on Witten's jersey? Reply. AARP card. And now, the gold medal of things that Raiders fans said on Reddit. I hope Tyreek Hill's fish drowns.
Does Tyreek Hill famously have a fish?
I don't know where that came from.
Where is the, what is this fish?
Out of context, I just like it.
It's a pretty good sort of big generic, I hope everything goes wrong for you kind of insult.
Yeah.
Say, I hope your fish drowns. If your fish drowns, everything possible has gone wrong for you. There occasionally a fan base will really have just a lot of sort of unpleasant sexual metaphors.
Oh, there were a lot.
Yeah, no, we heard many.
Oh,
of
no,
them.
There were more.
I believe you. I think that you included just a tasteful amount of them.
Yes.
Yeah, very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
Only the most tasteful ones.
And just, you know what I love about the way you do Sad Fans Beards is you don't over bleep anything, you know? You don't leave anything to the imagination. You just get the vowel out of there and we're FCC clear, baby.
No, I do pretty good. There were a couple, you know, ones that weren't
some,
as bleeped
some close
as well.
Ones.
Yeah, but it was all fine.
It just makes me nervous. The fact that you don't feel nervous about them makes me ask questions about you and the way you live your life.
That's okay. Nobody's listening.
Because the thing... That's fair. The thing that... The thing that really sort of just doesn't jive for me is the sort of Brett Favre... We're making you Brett Favre again.
Okay.
The sort of... Well... Don't fully accept all of that.
Oh, I thought about that.
Yeah, no. Put your phone away. The sort of Brett Favre recklessness with which you fling around, long pause, Sad Fans sort of profanities, just doesn't match up with some of your more conservative tendencies in terms of things like food and... You know, like life's simple pleasures, like Red Dead. You know what I mean? It's just, I feel like Evil Beards comes out for Sad Fans, you know? Sad Fans is you after like three hard drinks, which I've never actually seen, but I imagine just turns you into. Yeah, three hard.
No. I don't like apple juice. Get out of here with apple juice.
Sorry, the original Coca-Cola, you know, that has a little bit more sugar
in it. That's the Coca-Cola, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the only way Beards would ever be, like, just become a drug addict of some sort would be if there was an original recipe Coca-Cola that hit the shelves.
That's too expensive for me.
He'd move to Oregon to be totally clear on that front. Good work, Beards.
I think I might have channeled the Raiders fandom a little bit.
That's true, for
That's
sure.
That's probably what happened.
That's true. On the Raiders fan.
I'm going to blame the Raiders for that.
I'm not even saying he needs to be blamed. I'm just saying it makes me nervous.
Listen, we always need to blame the Raiders for something.
That's true. Yeah, you are a vessel for Raiders fans to pass through.
Sometimes I'm sadder. It's because there was a sad team.
That's right.
The Raiders were angry.
That's right. That's totally... No, that's right.
Always angry.
That's right. You are... No, you're just... You're the, you know, the unholy ghost of Reddit that you take on the physical, you are become a physical manifestation of Sad Fans, which occasionally is angry fans with a lot of sort of sexually charged metaphors on Reddit, which is what I would like for you to call the segment next week. Let's take a break. Whenever we come back, Thanksgiving, it's coming. It's almost here. I have a Thanksgiving-themed taste test. We've got Thanksgiving fantasy lineup with $20 games, and we'll do all of those whenever we come back.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You said you've been playing a lot of video games. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. How is Cyberpunk?
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
How's Cyberpunk been now, Beard, since it... When did it come out? It was earlier this month, right?
No.
Wasn't it like November, like, 16th?
No.
What was the date?
It's December 10th.
It was definitely, I think, sometime in November was supposed to be out.
Yeah, that's never been true. I don't know what you're talking about. It's always been December.
Yeah, I think December of like 2015.
2020. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, Beards is here for the, we're going to just say the rest of the hour, unless you want to hang out with Seth. Rudy on the other side of the glass, Beards in studio. We have a taste test here, and I imagine you probably weren't listening on your way in, Beards. And
so, no. Okay, we wanna, well, also because I can't get the station currently on my car.
That seems probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a very cool thing on the, it's so if you go to the App Store and you search 810, you can find the Sports Radio 810 mobile app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's what I use.
Oh, okay.
Because my AM radio in my car also doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I use the app. App is great.
My AM radio works just fine. Windshield wipers, not so much. Speaking of which, I told Josh.
I had to get new windshield wipers.
Yeah, I was driving down to Wichita for a wedding on Saturday. It was raining. Worked just fine. It started downpouring,
mm-hmm.
and my windshield wipers stopped about while I drove deep. About 30 minutes on the highway with no
that's
windshield
fine.
Wipers
that's
and, a,
yeah.
and a pouring.
That's okay.
I thought this was it. I really thought there was a couple times where I really thought this is it.
Yeah. My car is perpetually leaking oil, and also the battery doesn't work as an issue, I think, both in the battery and the electrical system. My car runs right now on an external battery pack.
I got a plan. Because here's the thing. My battery works good.
Sell the soul of this show
to
a... He's
got windshield wipers. If we just combine our cars into one,
yeah,
that, we might have a functioning
Franken car.
Yeah,
but you know what? It
Franken
might work
car.
With no issues. Yeah. We can get around everywhere.
So, what parts of what car are we taking?
I get it on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah,
Josh can have. Or are we doing days or times? Because we could just split 8 hours of each day.
It depends. Well, the issue is, where is it going to land? Where's the car going to end? That's why we need self-driving cars
in the dumpster.
True,
that's probably true. In a ditch somewhere, I would think. Hey guys, do you know what's coming up in 2 days?
I can't think of a clever joke. Sorry.
You mean to say Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Well, that's right, Rudy. What did you say, Beards?
I was going to say, not really.
It's actually Thanksgiving in 2 days. And we have a Thanksgiving, just a couple Thanksgiving topics of tonight's show. One including a Thanksgiving themed take test and a Thanksgiving theme build your own lineup. But to kind of reset the mood, we had to bail out of the conversation earlier because it wasn't taste test time yet. But we talked about it a little bit. This kind of sets the scene. This is where we were at about an hour ago talking about this exact topic.
The green bean casserole is like Virginia basketball for me. You may not like it. It may sometimes be ugly, but it's undeniably one of the best, right? Now, again, that only really works for me because of my disdain for onions.
I kind of think that's turkey. I kind of think that's turkey, where everyone acknowledges at least a little bit. It's not that great, but it gets the job done.
But for side dishes, I guess we're just talking about the side. And again, I admit this really only probably applies to me who just doesn't like onions, but I can recognize that it truly
you don't like a crispy
best.
Onion topping
I hate
thing.
Onions in all
they're
forms.
They're not really oniony.
I hate it in all forms. But I can recognize its greatness in terms of how popular it is among, the general.
This is going to all get really relevant in a second.
So I would never argue that.
Previously heard
like,
on almost entirely
I would
sports.
Put it as a one seed, even though I
you want
it
bounced
it.
In the first round by UMBC.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By raw cranberries. I don't know. I don't know what the 16 seed would be.
Yeah, I'm not for sure either.
I don't really know what that would end up being.
Leftover candy corn? That your grandma just brought out because she just still had a bunch left over from Halloween?
All right, well, let's put a pin in this conversation until Beards gets here. Let's remind ourselves where we just left off, which was debating Thanksgiving side dishes and comparing them to candy corn. That's where we're leaving this. I don't think I had any candy corn during the Halloween season whatsoever. I definitely didn't.
There was a bunch here, and I know it's not good, but if I see candy corn, I can't not eat candy corn. I know it's not good. I know it's a bad candy, but yet it's like it's just one of those things that you eat, right? Like, I don't know. So, like, I'll never buy it. But, like, somebody bought a big bag of it here.
Yeah.
And I just found myself every now and then walking by if I went to the kitchen, just grabbing a handful. I was like, here we go.
So that was about an hour ago on Almost Entirely Sports. Here's what we're tasting today. This is Thanksgiving-flavored candy corn.
Why?
That timing of that is so perfect.
Rudy did not know this was the taste test for today. I did not tell him. I did not bring up candy corn. Rudy brought up candy corn in a conversation about Thanksgiving side dishes. And so today's taste test is going to be turkey dinner candy corn.
I'm excited.
I'm not.
Now, you might think, well, what are these going to be? Are these going to be turkey flavored? Well, kind of.
Is it literally everything?
There are different flavors each, which I think will be better.
What?
Here are the flavors of candy corn we will be tasting tonight on Almost Entirely Sports. Green bean. Roasted turkey. Cranberry sauce. Ginger glazed carrot. Sweet potato pie. Stuffing. I'm going to go ahead and crack this open. I don't know which ones are which. I imagine the green ones are green beans. Beyond that, we'll figure it out as we go. How do you guys feel now knowing the basically survivor challenge of tonight's topic?
I'm super excited.
Beards, how are you? Probably excited?
So much better than anything else that we've ever had to eat on this show.
For sure.
Beards, I mean, listen, that's not saying much.
Beards, is this when I find out that you hate candy corn or something?
I don't think I've ever had candy corn.
Yeah, that feels right.
Any type of candy corn?
No. He's never had an apple in his life. Of course he's never had candy corn.
I'm having a hard time getting cranberry pieces. I'm not 100% sure. I'm basically going to pour out the whole bag, and then we can rebag it up afterwards, because I will be taking this to make other people taste anywhere I can for the rest of my life. Now, I just didn't want to open the bag until just now. You've never had normal candy corn?
No.
Again, he's never had a fruit in his life.
Okay, I've opened the whole bag. Beards, will you take this one into Rudy, please? This one has the most stuff on it because I don't want to have to take multiple trips. Theoretically, you should have at least one of each.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll try one of... Yeah, they are very festive looking.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I'll gladly eat all this.
We'll try at least one of each, and then I think the move is to then, you know, combine two of our best bits, which is power rankings and taste tests, and we'll rank, you know, our favorites. I would also like to keep in mind here in the evaluation, Beards, here's your plate. I'd like to keep in mind in the evaluation. Yeah, you do. I'd like to keep in mind in the evaluation of what tastes like the thing it says it is, you know?
So there are four of them, correct?
There are six of them.
Oh, six. I only spot like four different colors.
Yeah, we'll try to guess them as we go. I think we start with green beans, though. Not green bean casserole, by the way, so maybe not mushroomy. And go ahead and, Rudy, leave your mic on. I want to get whatever gross sounds come out of that side of the room. Grab a green one, though. Grab one of the Jolly Green Giant's pinky toes. Beards, you got one?
Yeah.
Beards, you don't seem excited, Beards.
No, I don't.
Right into the microphone.
Talking to the mic.
You got headphones on. Right into the microphone. Radio professional. Probably too close to the microphone.
Nah, we'll see.
It's Rona season.
This is on my own mic cover.
All right. Green bean candy corn. Let's give it a shot. It's not... Ooh.
Not really aftertaste, but like the secondary taste is not great.
The trash can's in the hallway. If you need to just have one, and you got to bite into it.
No, you have to go off the balcony.
Beards, you got to throw up.
You can't spit it out.
Green bean's not good.
No.
Nah.
For like the first like split second, it was fine, and then like the taste kind of kicked in, and it was like, oh yeah.
Green bean one is not good, and I would say also, who has a notepad of some sort? Beards, can you write this down?
Yeah.
Rudy's hitting buttons. So Beard, you ran this down.
Yeah, I got it.
Let's do this. Let's go.
Man, that fan's loud.
It really is. Let's go 1 to 5.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go 1 to 5. How much it tastes like green beans and how good it was, and we'll combine our scores. I'm gonna give it. I think I'm gonna give
one
it
one being worse, five best. I assume.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it. I think I'm gonna give it a 1 and a 1.
Yeah, it tastes nothing like a green bean.
It doesn't taste like green beans.
There's nothing like a green bean. It's 1 and 1.
If you handed me this and said it's one of these,
what's the order on? What are we doing for? How you like it, and then how much it tastes?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 1 and a 1. So, Rudy, are you in the same way?
Yeah, it tastes nothing like a green bean. I like green beans. That tastes nothing like a green bean.
Beards, any disagreement there?
Nope.
So that'll be a 3 out of 15 in both categories for green bean. It's not pleasant. Next up is roasted turkey. I'm guessing that would be the one that's predominantly brown with a yellow tip on the end.
Oh.
Maybe that's stuffing. No, there's one that's sort of brownish with a white end and maybe an orange middle.
Oh, okay. There's the sixth color that I was looking for.
You see, Beards? I think it's a kind of a brownish tip, orangish middle, and a white bottom.
Orange is white bottom. What?
White bottom? Well, it depends on which way you're looking at it, I suppose. Where the white part is the wide part.
This one.
Yeah, let's try this, and hopefully we'll figure out if it's turkey or not. This could be the sweet potato pie. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
It kind of tastes like there's almost like a gravy taste to
it. I think that's the turkey. And Beard's going to spit it again. Beard's just having a bad go.
Coward. Just like
Here's the thing. It gets kind of cinnamony at the end.
So what are the options again?
Roasted turkey. That was either roasted turkey, stuffing, sweet potato pie, or ginger glazed carrot.
It's definitely not. I feel like this is going to be the ginger glazed carrot.
I think that might be the sweet potato pie.
I think it. Let me find another one.
It was better than green bean. I'm giving it a two, and I don't know if it tastes like the thing it was because it does not. It does
you don't
not.
Know what it
I don't
is.
Know what it is. We might have to abandon that part of the grading scale. I'm giving it altogether a two.
Okay.
We're gonna go one score now.
I'll give it a three. It's fine.
Beards, is it another one? Are you gonna give everything a one except for the cranberry? Hopefully. Okay. Let's go to the one now.
We think that's roasted turkey.
I don't know. I think it's the pie. That's just number two right now.
Okay. I'm just gonna say
turkey pie.
Ew.
I'm gonna grab the next one here, which
brown tip, yellow middle,
white bottom. That's so right.
You have the all orange one.
So no, it's got a bit of a darker bottom.
Yeah, it's all mostly orange.
It's mostly
color.
Orange with a darker bottom. Yeah,
mostly
I
believe this orange
one is,
with
this
a
is the carrot. One.
Gotta be
sure.
The carrot ginger
darker
one, I would think.
Darker bottom.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going in. You got one. Mostly orange, darker bottom.
Mostly orange, darker bottom. Mostly orange, darker.
The one that's just basically orange. It's the orangiest one of the
group. Your third of the bag didn't have one, I've got several.
Sure, just in case.
Do you want me to me to touch it? Can I touch it?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's on the dolphin.
Oh, excellent.
Well, it's on the desk now. All right. Bada bing. Huh. Definitely the carrot one.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
No.
Weird. Definitely. Are you gonna not spit it? No, he hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
I think Beers might finish this
so
one.
So this is a five then
it
for him?
It tastes like a glazed carrot.
Yeah.
He still spit it.
I had about half of it.
Of course he did.
You got a little glazed carrot candy corn in your beard.
Oh, excellent.
Coward.
That's a four. I might eat a couple of those.
Solid four.
That, I gotta say, I can't explain this better for an audio medium than this, I don't think. That tastes like, if you imagine a soft carrot with maybe a little pickled ginger in there as it was glazing down, that's what that tastes like. Beards, what are you giving it?
A two. High praise.
That's fine. High praise from Beards. Have we done white tip, orange bottom yet?
We have not.
White tip.
Yeah, white tip, orange bottom.
So
this is either stuffing or sweet potato pie, or I guess could be no.
Could this not be sweet? Maybe sweet potato. I think
stuffing is gonna
be
brown. I think brown. You know what? Let's go brown tip, yellow bottom first.
I think this is. I think this will be stuffing.
Wait. Which one are we doing now?
Brown tip, yellow bottom.
Yellow bottom.
He's gotta type out the phrase. Brown tip, yellow bottom.
Yellow bottom.
Brown tip, yellow bottom was my favorite Harry Potter character. I'm gonna eat the brown tip, yellow bottom one now, and I bet this is stuffing.
Were they a Hufflepuff?
Yeah, for sure. There's a one.
Mine just didn't really have like a taste to it.
Is that turkey?
Brown tip, yellow bottom? I just didn't really have a taste to it.
No, it's got to be stuffing. That's stuffing, and I don't care for it. It got better at the end.
Oh, I thought it was better at first.
I liked it better at the end. That's definitely the stuffing one, though. You can write down stuffing on that one, Beards. I feel pretty confident.
I guess, honestly, like, I'll give it a two. Just
I'm giving
like,
it a two because it's better than green bean.
It just doesn't have a taste to it, really, to me.
Try another one.
I've had two.
Really? Brown tip, yellow bottom?
Yeah, brown tip, yellow bottom. Mm. Just no flavor.
It's not good.
This is my third.
Oh, you were on two.
Yeah, I'm going to give that one a two.
It's still a one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like nothing. I don't really taste anything.
Beards is
like,
the Russian judge out here for
this
sure.
One, like, this is the one that tastes just most like just normal candy corn to me.
That's crazy. Okay, white tip, orange bottom?
Yeah, white tip. Orange bottom.
So this is either...
It's got to be sweet potato.
This is either
pie, right?
Turkey or the pie. Because we've correctly identified all of them except for the second one still, right now, Beards?
Yeah. The turkey's the only one where we're like a little bit...
Because there's some color in the middle on that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the brown tip, yellow middle, white bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White tip, orange bottom. You got one, Beards. You got a white tip, orange bottom
white
over there?
Tip, orange bottom.
Yeah, all right.
I think I need some water because I think I'm losing taste from all these being blended in. I need to cleanse the palate.
I think that one. Gross. I think that's a sweet potato one, and it's got a little bit of a of some spices in there, you know, at the end. Some cinnamon, some. I think that's definitely got to be the sweet potato one. I'm also gonna do a little palate cleanser though.
Which you good.
Yeah, I agree. This is a sweet potato.
Have I given anything a 3 yet? I think I've had a 4 and then 2 twos and a 1.
I think you might give the carrot. Or not the carrot.
He gave that
the carrot was a 4.
No,
this is
so
probably a 3, I would say.
I think this is a 3.
It's solid.
Is it 2 for you, Beards? We're going to get another 2 from you?
Rudy, what'd you say yours was real quick?
A 3, yeah.
Yeah.
1.5.
Sure, we can do half points.
And you said that, you thought that was what?
It's a sweet potato.
That's sweet potato pie, yeah. Which means that the second one was turkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back in for a turkey
quick. I do think it is probably turkey because obviously I taste a little bit of almost like a gravy taste,
yeah,
which is pretty common obviously with turkey.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that like in a turkey dinner, candy corn,
I think,
there would be like a gravy flavor to it. Because I felt like it tasted like a little bit of gravy.
This one... The turkey, I'm going to have a big
now this is the,
blink of water.
This is the brown top, yellow, middle,
yeah,
white.
Yeah, go back
there, right?
On that one. Beards, don't do that one again.
No, thank you. These are great sounds.
What did
have.
I give that one?
Which one?
Did I give turkey a 1? Number 2. Does number 2 have a 1?
Yeah, that's number, yes, turkey because it's got like a, yeah,
little,
no, bit,
no,
of,
no, no, you
a,
gave it a 2.
Can I go back down to a 1?
Yes, Rudy gave it a 3.
I think we were shook by how bad, mm-hmm, the green beans were.
I would probably adjust it to a 2. It's not. I'm not disgusted by it the way you are.
Yeah, the second one really got me there.
I definitely taste though, like kind of like almost like that hint of gravy, like to,
yeah,
it. Yeah,
and that's what I like in my candy corn. Just a hint of gravy. If this was just called Brock's hint of gravy candy corn, I'd buy 3 bags.
Okay.
Last one's the cranberry one, right?
This is the one with the most hope.
It's gotta be. Here's the thing. My plate has literally like 1 and then a broken piece of those.
I have like 1 full one and then a handful of broken ones.
I think I have one full one and then a handful of just...
I'm gonna eat the whole one. And the rest of these I'm gonna try to trick Renee's family into eating on Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me over.
Hey, just say that you're gonna set the table and then just pour these out of everybody. It's like, hey, I got dinner.
Yeah, I got
just
dessert.
Say, hey, I'm coming over. I'm bringing the cranberries.
I'm bringing.
I've got it.
I've got the turkey. I've got.
Yeah,
the,
I'm coming over with green beans, turkey, cranberry sauce, ginger glazed carrots, sweet potato pie, and
then,
stuffing.
Or do they eat one and then kick you out?
It depends. It depends on if this cranberry one's good or not. I'm gonna be bummed if this is not good. Yeah, it's a 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would eat those.
Yeah, totally.
I would eat some cranberry candy corn. Beards, you couldn't even eat that one?
No, it was fine.
Coward.
You got some candy corn in your beard again.
Just eat it, Beards.
Just eat it.
It's not going to kill you.
Just eat that one.
I hate onions.
You don't know
even
that?
Like if I have to taste something with an onion, I'll eat.
There's
it.
There's probably onion powder
really,
in that.
What's your grade of 5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give it 2.5.
All right, that, you know what? That's a W. So what are our composite rankings there from 6 to 1, Beards? Did green beans and turkey get the same grade? I don't want to eat another green bean one. The cranberry was a nice surprise.
Rudy gave it gave brown tip, yellow middle, white bottom a 2.
That's turkey, right?
Yes. We all gave green ones across the board.
So we're getting. I need a 6 to 1. I need you to do some quick math in your head here. Number 6 is green bean.
Yes.
Number 5 is going to be green, whatever tip.
Middle. Brown tip, yellow middle, white bottom.
Turkey. Turkey is bad.
Number 4 is brown tip, yellow bottom, which I think we said was
stuffing.
You 2 gave it 2s. I gave it a 1.
It was bad.
Then we go to white tip, orange bottom, which we said was sweet corn or sweet potatoes.
These all sound like birds.
You two gave it threes. I gave it a 1.5.
Yeah, this is we nailed the ranking. Number two is the carrot one,
right?
Number
two is carrot, 4, 4, and 2.
That one blew my mind. That one definitely was the most impressive.
And then cranberry, 5, 5, 2.5.
Because cranberry did its job. Like, you expect cranberry to show up and be good, and it did. Like, the glazed carrots, like, what's it? That's Byron Pringle showing up and having like 8 catches for 100 yards on touchdown. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Nice.
I didn't like it.
No.
No. I mean, again, I was grading these like on the scale of, like on the candy corn scale, right? Like, so like.
Also on the savory candy corn scale,
so
which
like,
is not
even
a,
like the best candy corn in terms of just overall taste is low on that scale. But compared to candy corn, it was like, okay, like the word, we were on a different scale.
I think the cranberry one might be better than normal, normal candy corn.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And the carrot one is one of the more impressive flavor recreations I've had.
If the cranberry one had been a sweet tart, then I probably would have eaten it.
Yeah. A cranberry sweet tart sounds good. You're also a weird person.
I know.
You won't survive to be 30, Beards. You'll be dead before Cyberpunk ever comes out.
How dare you!
Well, saying you'll be dead before Cyberpunk comes out, it's going to be
like, live a very long
yeah,
and
I bet,
life.
You go to hell. I bet you die in your 90s. Okay, that's fine. I'll take that. Yeah, sure.
But I don't think he would, though. I think if you gave him the option, live to 90, but no Cyberpunk, or die by 30, but you get Cyberpunk for like 3 years. You just get to really enjoy it for like 3 years.
How old are you, Beards?
Beards is what, 27? Oh, he's 28 now.
That's not a lot of time, Rudy.
He gets a nice 18 months.
That's like 2 playthroughs of Cyberpunk.
He gets a nice 18 months of Cyberpunk. I think he takes death by 30. He needs this game to come out so bad, man. He needs it.
I need this show to take a break. So we're going to do that whenever we come back. Now that we've had candy corn versions of all of our favorite Thanksgiving sides, we're going to create a Thanksgiving meal with a fantasy lineup of only $20. Daily Fantasy Thanksgiving style is next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
United Arab... What is that?
What was that word?
United... Wow.
With Joshua Briscoe.
You called it an Arab for
I
first.
Know, I
and
did.
Then you called it a United.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Dwayne Wade, Travis Kelce, J.J. Watt, and Dak Prescott are among athletes who are going to cash in on an $800 million sale of Cholula to McCormick. All part of an investment vehicle, hot sauce investment up roughly 300% in 19 months.
Love Cholula. I didn't know Kelce was like a part owner of that.
Who all is that again?
Dwayne Wade, Travis Kelce, J.J. Watt, Dak Prescott.
One of those things is not like the other. J.J. Watt's not cool.
Oh.
Yeah, he's cheesy.
I think Dak does yogurt commercials, so...
Yeah, but Dak is cool.
Okay.
Cam does yogurt, or did yogurt commercials.
I think he got Cam's yogurt commercial.
I think Oikos, right?
They just passed over.
Maybe.
Oikos?
Yeah, no,
Oikos?
No. Cam had
Cam,
that for...
Cam was Oikos, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, Cam, I think
Dak is...
I believe Cam had that one, and then he said something about how it was funny to hear a woman talk about football in detail.
And he lost,
and then
the
he lost his Oikos endorsement, and then I believe Dak got it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's what happened there. Do you have your beautiful original creation to play underlying our new game, Rudy? I could have asked about this during the middle of the break, but I just thought about it just now.
It would have been helpful, but if you give me, if you buy
that's
me,
just not really.
That's a fair point. Hey, Beards, it's New Year's and Josh, just so you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you give me just a little bit of time, I can definitely put something together. And you know
that's
what?
Fine. Just whip it up.
I think I got something here. You let me know. You let me know how it is.
I love it.
You said it before it ever started.
I heard the first note. I knew I loved it. This is a build-your-own Thanksgiving fantasy lineup with $20. I'm retweeting it right now, at JB Briscoe, if you want to play along at home. I just hit retweet just now. We get $20. You get a main course, a potato dish, 2 side dishes, and a dessert. You also have the option to invest in some extras at the bottom, gravy, biscuits, Hawaiian rolls, or cornbread for varying dollar amounts. I will We'll just kind of go through line by line here, and then if anything gets left out, I'll let the audience know so they have an idea of what we're passing over at different price points. So that you can direct all of your angry opinions at Beards McFly. At Beards McFly on Twitter. Yes. Let's start with the main course. Beards, you picked ham for $4.
I did.
I don't have his picks. I just knew that was definitely
absolutely
gonna
yeah.
be there.
You want me to write this down, or are we just gonna know?
You can write yours down. I got mine written down.
Here's the thing, though. I also went with ham for $4.
Really?
Because here's the thing. I like turkey. Ham's extremely underrated. Like I'm honestly surprised that it was in the $4 slot, which is where it belongs.
Ham is the vastly superior food.
But like most vastly people superior. Like don't like ham. Like if you just told me to guess, I just assume somebody probably would put ham at like $2, and it'd been like a steal.
$4 feels fair.
Yeah, I love
I
ham.
Went white meat only turkey at $3. I had plans for my money.
If you're taking whole turkey at $5. Like
you're overpaying,
because you either want the white.
You're paying Gordon Hayward $120 million is what you're doing,
right? Or making him the sort of keystone of your franchise plans for a few years in there before he leaves for nothing.
No, you missed it. He left for $120 because Michael Jordan had a money gun.
We need to hurry this up.
I would argue that if you're going to invest in Gordon Hayward, you're probably getting just white meat.
Broken bone in there.
No! We should have left one joke earlier.
Too soon.
Your options were whole turkey at $5, ham at $4, just white meat at $3, just dark meat at $2, or tofurkey at $1.
I think my second choice would have been just dark meat.
Potato dish. I'm going to tell you, here's what I did. I picked my main course and my potato dishes pretty much last, because the potato dishes are mashed, sweet, au gratin, roasted and baked potatoes, $5 to $1 in that order.
It's all good.
So I am taking baked potatoes for $1. Because I think you get baked potatoes in Thanksgiving. It's a nice little surprise, actually. They're all good. I have baked at $1.
I went with au gratin because I
love them.
I love au gratin.
Love them. I just didn't have any money left then. Beards?
I don't see fried and French cut option on here. So I'm just going to go with roasted for $2.
That's probably the closest
God,
you can get. Yeah.
Thank God he at least picked one of them.
I was afraid you were going to say no potatoes. That's not the game. You got to start a tight end, you know?
Do you?
Yes.
I mean, I could be the Houston Rockets and just not play center.
Different sport. Side dishes, stuffing, corn, green bean casserole, collard greens, and beets were 5-1, as were mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, squash, cranberries, and creamed corn, 5-1. I spent some money in the side dishes lineup. I'm taking the $5 mac and cheese, like a casserole, and a $3 green bean casserole. I got $8 in side dishes. Rudy?
So I went with the $5 mac and cheese like you.
Yeah.
This is criminally underrated. I loved cream corn. So I went with that $1 cream corn. And I love corn in general.
Here's
so
the issue
I
with what you did.
I love that cream corn.
You got a little bit of a redundancy there.
Here's the thing.
Mac
though.
And cheese and cream corn. Here's My mom thing. Makes a cream corn here's mac and the, cheese yeah. thing that's here's, perfect. Here's, I'd spend $5 on that.
Here's the thing. I don't care.
No versatility. No versatility in there. Beards, what'd you pick?
I picked corn for $4.
Just normal. The fact that normal corn
just
is
normal
four
corn.
Is $4
yeah.
and cream corn is $1, I think is a market inefficiency on creamed corn.
And you know what? Whenever I go to a restaurant,
if you take beets, I'm gonna freak out.
No. Sometimes when you go to a restaurant,
collard greens.
No, just let me finish. Sometimes like
Brussels sprouts,
cranberries,
squash,
double side of corn.
No, you paid $8 for two corns instead of $5 for two different corns.
You could just got a beet and gave it to the dog under the table. You don't have to eat it.
You got double corn.
Yeah.
I got an idea for what you can do with one of those ears of corn.
Eat it.
Dessert: pumpkin pie, apple pie, sweet potato pie, pecan pie, carrot cake. 5-1. I am paying $4 for apple pie. Apple pie is fantastic. I will say that both pecan pie and carrot cake are probably underpriced there.
Yeah, I went with the pecan pie because
pecan
like
pie at
pecan
$2
pie.
Is a good value. Yeah, Beards.
More
corn.
I have. Hold on. Let me do some.
Are
math.
You? Do you really not like?
Let me do some.
If
math
you
here.
Didn't spend $8 on corn, half
you
of your
plenty.
Budget's on corn. You're the Pistons.
I have
you are the Pistons, Beards.
I've got $14 spent.
You have $6 left for extras and dessert.
I'm going to spend $6 on cornbread.
for six pieces of cornbread? For six cornbreads? Those are a dollar.
Beards went out, gave Blake Griffin a ton of money, and then just decided, I want Jeremy Grant.
I want Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee, Dwayne Dedman. I'm going to draft three other centers. And then I've got Killian Hayes there as roasted potatoes.
One of the reasons I went cheap on potatoes and main courses is because I was spending $4 in the extras department.
Yeah.
I'm getting gravy and some rolls. If I had an extra dollar, I would have gotten biscuits instead of the rolls, but it's what I had, and I love a good dinner roll.
So, and part of the reason why I went with pecan pie was because it got me the gravy for $3 and the biscuits for $2. Now, in my family, we actually do croissants, but, just bread in general.
Rudy Salazar.
So, I mean, like, if a
croissant that was a French accent, I think. Yeah, don't ask me that.
Croissant's also $2, then,
I don't know either.
So, about the biscuit for the croissant, but either way, I like all bread. Yeah, I guess you technically did go with bread. I'm just surprised it wasn't just plain white bread.
Yeah,
from,
Beards wanted
Beards
to do
actually,
here.
No, hang on.
I've got Beards' lineup.
I'm going to take out two pieces of cornbread. I'm going to get a biscuit for two as well.
Beards' actual lineup is ham for $4, potatoes but chopped into long stringy pieces and fried, corn, and then white bread, some rolls, some biscuits, some cornbread, and a side of extra bread for dessert.
Now, you can't tell me the Pilgrims wouldn't love that.
The Pilgrims loved a lot of things that didn't really hold up to the test of time.
Pilgrims would be ashamed of you right now, Beards.
The Pilgrims.
There's a Pilgrim yelling, but what about the cream corn?
Right, the Pilgrim would burn you at the stake for asking for double helpings of corn.
You would have absolutely been accused of as a witch.
And
absolutely.
Rightfully so. Yeah, I'd like to see if you float or not.
And everybody would just been like, well, of course he's not one, but he should burn for wanting all this for this meal. And everybody's just like, yeah, he's a witch.
That's okay, my last meal would be good.
You wouldn't get to eat it.
Pecan pie and creamed corn and egg baked potatoes are all the real big value plays there if you really wanted to sort of splurge anywhere else. I just don't think that you should be legally allowed to splurge on two sides of corn!
Detroit re-signed Wayne Ellington.
I forgot how much I hate doing food stuff with Beards.
One of your 2 million. So that's basically like me taking out the cornbread and putting in the biscuit.
Did that just happen? Did they just re-sign Wayne Ellington?
I think it happened earlier, but a tweet just popped up about it.
I just imagine Beards putting his corn on his biscuit and making it cornbread. I think that might honestly be what Beards thinks cornbread is.
That's good. That's a good one.
And this segment was cornographic. As was Beards' sad fans this week.
Haven't you missed me?
Not as much as you might think. Seth Kaiser is next.